Hello, this is Jermaine McKinley, Assistant Director for the Metro Urban Institute. This morning I want to share with you devotion based on 1 John, the 4th chapter, verses 7 through 16. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. God sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that God loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and God's love is made complete in us. We know that we live in God and God in us because God has given us of a divine spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and them in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God lives in them. The word of the Lord for the people of the Lord. Blessed be the word. Lord, help me. Help me recognize the meaning of Christmas. Open my eyes, my ears, and my mind that I might perceive the magnitude of the gift you gave the world by sending your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Help me to respond to detractors seeking to diminish this holy season. Continuously show me the best way to express and share your love within my community and in the world. Hear my prayer in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. You know, Christmas Day, I wonder how many of us awake expecting the unexpected. No, not a gift that you or I would not like from a friend or a relative, but the second coming of Jesus Christ. Some individuals I talk with find it interesting that with reports of a global recession, commercialization of Christmas this year more than ever seems to suggest the reason for the season is to stimulate the economy, using the power of money to show we care for others, family, friends, and those in need, the widows, the orphans, the hungry, and the homeless. Relying on the First Amendment of the United States Constitution, you know, Congress shall make no laws or respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise. In municipalities and states across the country, we've seen various legal challenges to the distinctly Christian event called Christian and suggestion of continued adoption as an American holiday. To ensure inclusion of non-observers and non-believers, to avoid religious alienation in the presence of religious pluralism and relativism, and to maintain separation of church and state. In exchange, the world offers the faithful, you know, us, the political correctness of happy holiday. How many have noticed that the love of God reflected in the true meaning the meaning of the first coming of Jesus Christ. It is sometimes juxtaposed with adoption of a cynical practice of airing grievances against another, suggested by the Seinfeld episode that introduced Happy Festivus, a holiday for the rest of us. Yet at Christmas we are called to, and we should remember, the birth of Christ and consider our personal preparation, living, expecting the promised, unexpected, glorious return of the one in whom we should be placing our hope. For two millenniums, many have looked at prophecies, the heavens and the world, for signs of the return of Jesus Christ. Avid prayers and songs like O Come Emmanuel speak of the one truly able to instill hope, offer relief, and bring change in the midst of a human experience replete with suffering, turmoil, unrest, and chaos. There seems to be a global desire for one who has universal and ultimate power to lead the way toward reconciliation, bringing peace in the midst of warring nations and communities experience intentional or random acts of violence. I believe no ordinary national or world leader can bring about the kind of everlasting change, relief, or fulfillment of hope we truly need. What we need can only originate with God. Thanks be to God for our Creator's plan. The salvation of humanity, redemption, and reconciliation are embraced in the one who has known the truth of God through divine intimacy in and since the beginning. We are saved by the shed blood of the one crucified for no sins of his own. Christian tradition identifies this as Jesus Christ, conceived under the power of the Holy Spirit to a virgin named Mary. Jesus of Nazareth is the one who provided fulfillment of the expected Messiah of the Old Testament. He brought joy to an almighty God who loved humanity so much, he gave us his only begotten Son. Through Christ, we are called to the common ground of faith in God, a demonstrated love of God and love of neighbor. We are to love God for all of the qualities associated with being the all-powerful, all-knowing Creator for divinity's own sake. We are to love neighbor for the sake of God as an act of discipleship, reflecting an unselfish agape love that leads toward peace and justice. God has blessed us once through the gift of Jesus. This Christmas, I pray we each celebrate the birth of Jesus by considering the full measure of the love of God, the example and the sacrifice, and how we should prepare ourselves for the second coming of Christ, loving God and loving neighbor. If we do less, we should expect the unexpected. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for sending your only Son. Help me live expecting the unexpected. Lead and guide me to be prepared for his glorious return. Show me the best way to reflect your divine love to my neighbors, especially those who do not know you, and the gift of everlasting salvation available through Christ. I pray you will make me an instrument of your peace and your justice. In the name of Jesus, amen. I say God bless you and have a very, very Merry Christmas.